Hey, this is Ash from All Things Dentistry, the place where we're passionate about sharing those unwritten hints and tips in dentistry. If you're new to the podcast, or if you're not, maybe you are, we're going to talk about just cases that the way they roll in very complex detail that may put you to sleep, but hopefully it doesn't, and hopefully it keeps you enlightened to know that other people struggle out there, and especially online, where no one shows any mistakes, me included, but I will talk about them to a very select group of you and me, and that's it. So let's get started. We're going to go through a case that rolled on this morning. It was a mandibular second premolar, tooth number 3-5, endodontic therapy. It was an incidental finding on a comb beam, of which I had another incidental finding just like half an hour ago, and I was like, oh, wasn't expecting that. But same in this situation, we had sent this patient for a comb beam for implant planning, and all of a sudden, tooth number 3-5 is necrotic with a lesion. Okay, need a root canal. And she's such a lovely lady. And so without going in, this is take number 2 because somebody phoned. So lucky for you guys, we've now abbreviated all of the long diatribe about the patient history. So with regards to all the reason why we're going to do an implant, but we're not, so we're good. But we are going to do the endodontic therapy on tooth number 3-5. And without a comb beam, it'd be almost impossible to figure out what was going on, because essentially it was a calcified canal that from the comb beam, from the coronal slice, so looking from the front, if you cut the tooth in half and you're looking at, on the left side was a lingual, on the right side was a buccal, the coronal slice, it was essentially a 1-to-2-to-1 configuration. And very complex, it divided into two at around 12 millimeters. And then there was a huge portal of exit, huge, like a big trumpet portal of exit. And I didn't know what to expect for any of it. So, and for some reason I decided this morning to tackle, it looked like on the comb beam. So now that I've done the case, you know, I mean, you can plan something, but usually the plan doesn't mean a lot. So I had an idea that I needed to kind of tackle two canals. I was only able to find one. They both joined, so I'm going to hope that that's good. And the other buccal canal was super calcified. But on the comb beam, it was actually the buccal canal that was pretty straightforward to get into. And although now I look at what my plan was, it looked a little more difficult because I had to weave and wind to the buccal and then kind of reverse and come back like a loop and reverse back to the lingual to get out the portal of exit. Whereas the lingual was just straight down the canal, straight down the tooth, but it was not as, you couldn't see it as prevalent on the comb beam. It looked like it kind of was calcified. But in my experience, especially with doing a lot of ME2s, that even though the comb beam says it's not there, it usually is if there's a space for it. And 90% of the time you can get down it. But 90% of those times I'm actually using a wave and gold yellow and not hand files. That's the irony. I can't get small hand files down these things. And that was the opposite, however, of today. So what my plan was to do was to access, obviously anesthesia, access, wave and gold yellow, boom, bang it out, open up to 35, like 20 minutes, and then irrigate, try to get down the other canal and get down it, and then success, and then we're done. Did not go that way at all, as usual. So I opened the coronal 2/3, actually, you know, one of the burrs that I love the most is the endo Z for a lot of cases, especially premolars, because it speeds up the access super quick and it keeps it really conservative, not wide, mesiodistal, appropriate width, buccal lingually, really quick. So we get into that, and then I'm like, you know what, I'm going to bypass the red. Normally I'll take the red to coronal 2/3 and then dive into the yellow, but we're going to dive in with the 2007 wave and gold yellow. And I'm like, okay, like normal, it kind of like, I always compare it to like a skunk snuffing. I've never seen a skunk do this, so, well, hell, I could just be making this up, but at different times when I've owned different homes, because I've moved quite a bit with the system that I work in, I've had grubs in the grass. It's quite frustrating. And then you can see where it looks like an animal has been digging with their nose. And I'm assuming they're skunks. Correct me if I'm wrong. So some sort of animal. And that's what I always visualize the Wavenkoot yellow doing with its nose. It's kind of like using it to dig out canals. And I know it sounds totally weird, but dig out canals and fiddle with it and get its way down and boom, done. And it works so well. Not today. It came to a dead stop right at like 14 mils. I'm like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? I was not ready for this, but let's do it. So that didn't work. So that then means small hand files, short hand files with multiple bends, different bends and this and that. And by the time I figured it out, it was a small bend with my thumb or even my bird beak pliers, so I would have to turn the file to the mesial and then left turn, so turn it to the mesial to get into wherever, then it would be a like a 90 degree left turn to then continue down the canal, which then exited to the distal. So I was able to figure that out, because it's difficult to figure this out, especially when you're not used to doing it all the time, because I'll be honest, most of the time it's one bend and my yellow file gets down and I'm set to go. Like, reciprocation makes it so much easier. This one, it was multiple planar curves, fancy words, and you kind of had to figure out, you had to keep track of which, where it went. And so my first attempt, I was not successful. Second, third, I don't know what it was, like maybe third attempt, I was able to get it down. I'm like, oh, okay. Actually, no, I wasn't able to get it all the way down. I had to do like a 6-8-10 with bends and fiddle around. And then finally got a 6 file out, not down the buccal canal, but down the straight lingual. And then I'm like, yeah, I'm not playing this game anymore. We're going to pull out the M4 handpiece, which is a very simple reciprocating handpiece, which you just put on the hand file. Not simple to put on, but in operation, it's very simple. You just attach to your slow speed motor, hit the gas, 10,000 RPM, boom. And it literally does the work for you. So it's watch winding 30 degrees back and forth. I really want to say it's not hard to break a file, and I need to knock on wood. There's no wood in my car. Okay, I'll knock on plastic. Let's all pretend, you and I, that that's wood. Hard to break a file because it's not really going past any torsional kind of angles. It's just 30 degrees back and forth. And then I'll use that for about 30 seconds, and then I'll slowly start moving it in and out to see the glide path. And then I'm like, okay, sweet, got the whole file, pull the file out, not a lot of bends on it, like perfect, nice and straight. Go to pull the file back, doesn't go. Okay, like a number 8. Okay, so this will be this game again. So then what I like to do is do a more of a crown down approach. So wave and go red, then a green down to wherever I got to that point, like a millimeter short of the working length. So maybe let's pretend 13 mils, irrigate, constant irrigate, and then bends on an 8, couldn't get that down. I'm starting to get worried. Bends on a 10, on a short 10, I was able to get down to length. I'm like, okay, thank goodness. Then what I did was took my, I don't pull that out, take my reciprocating handpiece, hit the gas on that, and then same thing, nice and slow, back and forth. I think I went for a minute or two with this file. And all it's doing is just essentially rubbing the walls back and forth, trying to make this glide path, if you may. And then I was able to then get to green on the apex locator. I was able to get to red at some point, and then back to green, and then back to red. And then after I had a smooth glide path with this 10 file, I'm like, so I'm on the fence whether I should just go with the yellow or to a number 15 hand file. And the number 15 file is really stiff, so I'm always worried about ledging or breaking that damn thing. So I elected to go with the yellow, and then the yellow stops about a mil short. I'm like, come on, guys. Endo gods, give me a little bit here. It's like 8 o'clock in the morning. Come on. And then I was able to take a red, and I gave it just a little bit of a push, and boom, it cracked through that little half mil or whatever, and I was able to get to the red. So in this case, what I did was I took the red to red, the Wave of Gold primary, to one red bar. And what that does is then facilitates like a 3207 kind of finish at the 1 millimeter back. And then I took my Wave of Gold green and was able to get that down. But in the midst of this, you know, I had the image in my mind of the actual buccal canal that I had forgotten, that the lingual canal, because I wasn't expecting to get down it, the buccal canal is a little more curved. So when the lingual canal is actually damn near straight. So once I was able to go straight, I'm like, ooh, this is, I don't think I've ever zipped with reciprocation, but I wonder if I did. And then I had to sit and think, like, wait a sec. It's a buccal canal, it's curved, lingual straight down. Like, okay, we're good. And then I tried to get down that, so I clean and shape that, and then I did use negative pressure irrigation, just took a BC sealer tip, placed that to 18 mils, put the suction on that, surgical suction on that, and just ran a bunch of hypo through that, and I love doing that technique. And the reason why I love it so much, if you haven't done it, and I use a BC sealer tip because it was after practicing with plastic teeth and clear teeth and seeing how the hydrodynamics of using a BC sealer tip work in these types of canals, it's okay that I'm like 2 mils short of my complete working length, because the irrigant actually does get sucked all the way down and pulled all the way down a working length and pulled up. And also, I'm always worried because it did have a trumpet. Remember I mentioned the trumpet portal of exit, the major constriction, if you may. I mean, I'm really worried about placing hypo out of the canal. And there was a large lesion, so it's a little bit of resorption. So when I use BC sealer tip, I do have actually nickel titanium now suction tips. They're not suction, they're just irrigating tips, but they're nickel titanium and they can bend, they're bendy. I can use those as well, or another type of ultradent tip as well. Anyways, that to say, negative pressure irrigation is great because it's almost impossible to take your irrigation long. That's what I love about it. So, because I think I've talked about it before, it's like taking the vacuum and putting a sock in the end, and if the vacuum's on and you stick a sock in there, you know, it's gonna stop sucking. So that's essentially the PDL, or a bone, if you may, if you've over-instrumented. I'm not guilty of that ever. So, somebody called. I don't know where I ended. Let's continue. So negative pressure irrigation, really the cat's meow for some of these cases, if it's really effective. Oh yeah, and then the patient started feeling something as I was trout fitting my cone. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's only been like 45 minutes, which is about the time. So I hate it when that happens. So kind of danced around that. I was kind of reluctant. I was like, you know what I'm talking about, almost there. So it was like a 1 out of 10 kind of like irritation. So dried the canal, double check my working length with my paper point. I'm good. Place a sealer. Patient feels a little bit. I'm like, oh my gosh. But I think the more of her pain was just having her jaw open, because she has this really weird, not quite a lock, but damn close. It's like for her to close, it was like, and her jaw goes like left, right, left. Like, holy. So she had some myalgia. So I gave her a bit of a quick massage. And then I'm like, hey, we just need to sear this cone. I didn't tell her that. Like, what I do say, I've never said this before, is you're going to see a little bit of smoke, which would be really odd. Coming from the dentist, seeing smoke come up. And you can use your suction, but I find that if you just warn them, they're fine. Doesn't smell like anything anymore because it's just BC sealer. The reason why I don't use any suction, because the dental assistant actually has a gauze in one hand and my plugger in the other. And I found it's just excess noise. So sear it off, gently pack it down apically just a little bit, and then just place some cavitate, boom, done. And then we'll go back in and place a cuspal coverage restoration. So that one, Albeit I was expecting a complication, I was not expecting to have to use hand files to go weasel left and right, because the yellow usually does it, but you know, it is what it is. So, but certainly small bends on your hand files, practicing that with extracted tea is very helpful. Using short hand files is even more helpful because you don't have an extra, that extra, if you can imagine, 4 millimeters makes a huge difference. I can't believe I'm saying that. 4 millimeters in life, but it does. And then another case, which I'm super grateful for Dr. Lightcure sending me these Tashmed, something like that. These, and I watched a dude on YouTube, actually, I think he's from Thailand, use them. These like interproximal paddle form matrices for anterior teeth, they're metal. And I use them for real today, using glass ionomer on a really high caries risk patient. Mandibular anterior teeth. Ah, such a nice guy. And just trying to get him a brush before bed. Just trying to push it along. And anyways, that's why I'm replacing glass ionomer, with the hopes that we will move towards some pre-nocturnal brushing, if you may, hygiene practice. But also, I do see a little bit of resistance to decay with, I mean, other than placing amalgam on anterior teeth, I do see, which I'd have to use some pins, but there's a lot of space. So that's really kind of out, now I think about it. If aesthetics is not an issue, amalgam probably would be the more ideal restoration material, restorative material, then Fuji, and then composite. Composite, I think, it was just a waste of time. So Fuji does have some resistance against just decay formation. As my dental assistant said to her kids, the bacteria peeing on your teeth, which is essentially true. So, but those Tashmed, I think it's, I'm saying it right, those I call them paddles, those anterior matrices are phenomenal. My gosh, they are night and day. And I was like, you know, maybe I should try just a regular Garrison, like kidney-shaped one on these anteriors, because it was essentially, on all mandibular anteriors, it was like a C-shape, you know, like moon-shaped, all the way, you know, from mesial to distal buccal on all four of them. I'm like, you know what, I'm going to crack out these ones that Dr. Lightcure sent to me. And I put the handles together. Like, it's really funny, actually. So I put one in the distal, then I put, and I wedged it. Then I placed one in the mesial on the same tooth and wedged it. And then what I did was I used the handles kind of like we're kissing together at the end. And it kind of kept the shape of the nice interproximal contour, kind of. And, you know, that, along with some Teflon to pack away, push away the gingiva, man. I mean, they're not easy, and they take a lot of freaking time, but it worked like mint. So, if you haven't checked them out, they're fairly economical. Tashmed, they're out of Winnipeg, Canada. They're FDA approved. I'm not sponsored. I'm not even close. They're like $12 for like six of them or something. It's like super cheap. They work amazing. Yeah, and they're out of Winnipeg. They're FDA and Health Canada approved, so it's really crazy. Anyways, that is a couple cases I want to share with you. I'm super grateful you're here. Reach out on Facebook if you want to connect. Let me know you're listening. Talk to you soon. Cheers.